This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. Ruth Bader Ginsburg today became the first woman in American history to lie in state in the U.S. Capitol in commemoration of her extraordinary life. The 87-year-old Ginsburg, who spent 27 years on the U.S. Supreme Court bench, died a week ago. She'll be buried next week at Arlington National Cemetery. President Donald Trump, meanwhile, says he'll name his choice to succeed Ginsburg tomorrow. The latest on the coronavirus pandemic here in the United States, the number of COVID-19 cases is approaching 7 million, more than 20% of all the infections in the world. The American Midwest is a hotspot of growing concern, led by sharp spikes in South Dakota and North Dakota. Among the latest to test positive, the governor of Virginia, Ralph Northam, and his wife. Both say they have no symptoms. The U.S. death toll is close to 203,000. The figures come from a count being kept by Johns Hopkins University. It puts worldwide cases at 32.2 million, with about 984,000 lives lost. A World Health Organization official says the coronavirus death toll could double to 2 million before a successful vaccine is widely used, and could be even higher without concerted action to curb the pandemic. Mike Ryan, head of the WHO Emergencies Program, in a briefing today, said his assessment was based on the total number of deaths 9 months after the virus was discovered in China, as the fatality figure neared the grim milestone of 1 million. Brazil has suffered nearly 140,000 fatalities and 4.6 million infections. India ranks third in deaths, with more than 92,000 lives lost. Cases in India are nearing 6 million. Britain is faced with a new set of stark numbers, including yesterday's highest ever number of daily COVID-19 cases, more than 6,600. Prime Minister Boris Johnson has reimposed a number of pandemic restrictions in a bid to subdue a second wave of infections. This is VOA News. Israel is tightening its second national